on board one of the first scheduled flights into Sendai since the earthquake. The approach reveals a shoreline still bearing the scars of the tsunami. Schools, houses, factories, whole communities once occupied this barren wasteland, but progress is being made. This was Sendai Airport immediately after the tsunami. Its coastal position put it right in the path of the wave. Less than 5 months later, the airport has reopened, a physical and psychological link to the world. Takahashi Masao is one of just three people still living in the Sendai suburb of Okada. He remembers hearing the tsunami warning siren on March the 11th and running up to the second floor balcony.
When the earthquake struck, I was wondering what would happen, how big the tsunami might be. I was watching and watching, and then the wave came over those pine trees. This is big, I thought. I realized it would soon reach my car parked down there, but there was nothing I could do. So I came up to the second floor and watched it all from here.
Much of the ground floor was gutted. Takahashi is slowly rebuilding, starting with the family shrine. There is much more expensive work to be done.
Everyone says the money has been really slow. Only 30% of people affected in Sendai have received money. The government says this is a really massive disaster, so people should understand it's slow, but it's very frustrating. If the government would say that here is not a good place to live, that you can't live here, I wouldn't fix this house. I would leave. But the traffic signals are being fixed just over there. So it seems like we can still live here. No one knows.
Outside, engineers are also fixing the cell phone network. The water, gas, and electricity have already been connected. The total cost of post-tsunami reconstruction is estimated at close to $300 billion. The ancient Hamakaido Coast Road used to be a summer escape route from Sendai City. Now it is choked with trucks carrying wreckage. With typical Japanese efficiency, it is sorted into neat piles. Local authorities have set a recycling target of 50%. The rest will be buried or burned in one of the three incinerators being built on former seaside parkland. In Miyagi Prefecture alone, authorities estimate they will collect around 18 million tons of debris. In the shadow of the garbage dumps, Maeda Hiroko picks the weeds from her vegetable patch. She fears little will grow here because of the salt water.
The government says people should move out from the whole area, but we have our house and land here. I believe everyone who still has something here, whose houses are at least still standing, will come back.
Such optimism is reflected across Japanese society, helping to drive the reconstruction effort. Privately, many of the survivors still fear an uncertain future. Henry Ridgewell for VOA News, Sendai, Japan.